The information in this skill is provided for informational and educational purposes only. Welcome, and thank you for listening to the SMA Flash Briefings.
Hi, I'm Price Wooldridge. As a rare neuromuscular disorder patient myself, I enjoy reading flash briefings for spinal muscular atrophy. Here's an article by Steve Bryson, PhD. Spinraza delays found not to directly affect children in Italy. Delayed Spinraza or nusinersen treatment due to the COVID-19 pandemic did not directly result in a worsening of symptoms in children with spinal muscular atrophy, or SMA, a small study suggests. Any worse motor function that occurred during this period was attributed to a lack of response to the therapy or difficulties in family situations, the researchers wrote. The study, Effects of the COVID-19 Pandemic on Children with SMA Receiving Nusinersen, What is Missed and What is Gained, was published in the journal Frontiers in Neurology. Spinraza requires an intrathecal administration injection directly into the fluid surrounding the spinal cord. These infusions are typically carried out in a clinical setting by specially trained medical staff. In early 2020, the World Health Organization declared COVID-19 a pandemic, and medical centers that provide Spinraza had to postpone planned infusions for some children. This study focused on the Veneto region of Italy, where a pediatric palliative care, or PPC, program treats children with SMA. In its PPP center of Padua, some medical activities were changed or suspended during the first lockdown. During this time, Spinraza therapy was considered a health emergency, and maintenance doses were rescheduled to comply with pandemic restrictions, but did not exceed intervals of 6 months. Because of the benefits of Spinraza infusions and other supporting medical programs, such as nursing and physiotherapy, interruptions due to the pandemic could have affected SMA patients' health, quality of life, and families. To understand the extent of the pandemic's impact on children undergoing Spinraza treatment, researchers based at the Padua University Hospital examined medical records of SMA patients whose Spinraza treatment was discontinued due to restrictions. In addition, a questionnaire was given to parents and children 6 and older at the therapy's first administration after the suspension. The survey contained questions about perceived muscle strength, swallowing and breathing, as well as questions about personal feelings and fears during the lockdown. The present work aims to assess the clinical and social issues that arise for PPC children and their families from a delay in Spinraza infusions resulting from the contingent COVID-19 restrictions, the team wrote. The study included 25 children, 13 females, ranging in age from 2 to 15. Of these, 11, or 44%, responded to Spinraza at the last infusion before lockdown, with 8 of the 11, or 73%, receiving early treatment within 1 week of a genetic diagnosis. Motor function was assessed with the Children's Hospital of Philadelphia Infant Test of Neuromuscular Disorders, or CHOP, the Hammersmith Infant Neurological Examination, and the Hammersmith Functional Motor Scale Expanded, or HFMSE. At the first clinical visit after the lockdown period, 9 patients, or 36%, showed a reduction in functional scores, compared with 5, or 20%, who showed improvement. Of these 9 patients who had worse disease, none had initially responded to Spinraza. 8 children, or 32%, experienced a delay in infusions, ranging from 26 to 91 days, or 3 months. Among these, marginal changes in the functional scores were noted, except for one patient with a 59-day delay in Spinraza treatment who did not initially respond. Each family received 2 phone calls per month from nurses during the lockdown, and the physiotherapist made 64 video calls and 6 home visits. No child needed emergency room care or was hospitalized. Long-term assessments were also investigated at the second infusion after lockdown. Here, Spinraza was administered 4 months after a previous infusion without delay and compared with the last clinic visit before the lockdown. Functional scores were lower in 10 patients, or 40%, and higher in 8 participants, 32%. In 3 cases, there were larger decreases in functional scores. These included one patient whose treatment was delayed by 59 days, minus 7 points on the HFMSE scale, and another patient with a single support parent, minus 4 points on the CHOP scale, and one with parents who experienced depression due to job loss, minus 4 points on the CHOP scale. In one case, functional scores greatly improved with a 7-point increase compared with before lockdown. This patient had two caregivers during the lockdown. Another patient who experienced worse scores at the first post-lockdown visit improved at the second evaluation due to better compliance with supportive therapies, cough machine, the researchers wrote. All parents, mostly mothers, 92%, completed the questionnaires. Among these, 5 or 20% did not see a change in their child's muscle strength. 12, 48% saw a worsening, and 8, 32% saw improvements. No change in swallowing was reported by 20 parents or 88%. 2 or 8% felt swallowing worsened, and 1, 4% saw improvements. No change in breathing function was reported by 20 parents or 80%. 2, 8% saw improvements, and 3, 12% felt it was worse and had to increase respiratory support. The worse function was mainly thought to be due to the suspension of outpatient physiotherapy, 40%, or the delay in Spinraza treatment, 24%. Regarding the interruption in therapy, 3 parents, 12%, were not worried, while the remaining parents were slightly worried, 20%, quite worried, 12%, very worried, 32%, or extremely worried, 24%. 12 parents did not ask for additional help during the lockdown, and 13 reported the benefits of extra PPC support. Of the children 6 years and older, 13 responded to the questionnaire, with ages ranging from 7 to 15. Here, 10 or 77% reported no change in muscle strength. 2 said it was worse, and 1 felt a great improvement. 1 saw improvement with swallowing, and 12 or 92% reported no difference. 9 patients, 69%, reported no changes in breathing. 3, 23% said it improved. And 1, 8% reported worsened breathing, resulting in additional assisted ventilation. 7, or 53% say they were not worried about treatment interruption. 1 was slightly worried, 3 were quite worried, 1 was very worried, and another was extremely worried. During the lockdown, children mostly missed school and seeing their friends, 61%, or taking lessons, 23%. 2 children, 16%, missed going to physiotherapy sessions or hydrotherapy. Although a detailed statistical analysis was not possible due to the small sample size, no correlation between a delayed treatment and changes of functional scores emerged over the short period evaluations and the immediately following months, the researchers wrote. The worsening that was observed in both the short and long-term evaluations cannot be attributed to the delay in infusions, but to a difficult family situation of the patients. This evaluation has been carried out both in the short and long term after the first lockdown period and can be considered a proxy of a situation of a possible delay in administration or management of infusions due to other different causes, the researchers wrote.
Coming up next, perspectives from SMA News Today Forum's moderator, Deanne Runge.
Thanks for joining me. I'm Deanne Runge, SMA News Today content creator. After looking back, for me, 2021 was a big improvement over 2020. Yes, we're still dealing with a pandemic, but it feels like we have better tools for managing it. Well, at least I hope that's not wishful thinking. Many of us have fallen into a new rhythm that, although isn't quote-unquote normal, is manageable. Now it's time to look ahead to 2022. I'm not a resolution person. It feels too rigid resolving to make specific changes. Instead, I like to set goals. Sometimes they work and sometimes they don't, but it's a way for me to look to the future and work towards something. Surprisingly, I met my goals from last year. Not only did I acquire the Jayco robotic arm, but I also automated my home to be more functional for me. It actually took a lot of effort. Without setting goals, I don't know if I'd have been successful. Refinement is my goal this year. What does that mean? Well, lots of things. I'd like to refine my skills with the Jayco robotic arm to make the most use of it. I'd like to refine my space so it's as functional as it can be. While I'm at it, I'll work to refine myself. For me, I think that means being the best version of myself that I can be. Whether that means better self-care or shifting my mindset to be okay with where I'm at in life. It might be one of those things I figure out as I go. Do you make resolutions or set goals? What does 2022 look like for you? I'd love to hear about it, so head to our forums at smanewstoday.com/forums to tell me all about your New Year plans. But that's all I have for you today. We'll talk again soon. I hope you guys are having a great start to the new year. Bye for now.
The information in our flash briefings and podcasts are provided for informational and educational purposes only. Be sure to tune in daily to SMA News Today for the latest news and perspectives regarding the disease. Discover more content that might be of interest to you at www.smanewstoday.com and be sure to follow us on social media and join our SMA News Today forums, a trusted SMA community ready to welcome you anytime.